Alpha Fisk, F-I-S-K, UPI, to our hitter. His name is not on the list.
10-4 CP, Birdseye.
CP.
For 1A, they have a UPI reporter there by the name of Walter Fisk, F-Frank-I-S-K. His name is not on the list, and they want to know if he can go in, if he's made any arrangements.
That's negative.
Negative 1A.
10-4.
1-1A.
4 to Birdseye.
Good for him.
We have a Pedro Bisbet. He's one of the honchos of the AIM group. He's down here now, and he wants to get permission for Mr. Horse, one of the other AIM members, to come down here and pick up a cow from rancher Bill Levitt. I didn't tell him no at this point, but for your information, he says that the group plans to stay. They're not going to give up. And further information, I noted a walkie-talkie, a civilian-type walkie-talkie on his dashboard. So you might want to pass it on that they probably have communications between vehicles. You want me to just send this guy out of here?
Well, four, our instructions were earlier that nobody left today except through one. One is the only way that anybody could get in or out.
That's right. He does not want to leave. He wants to have this farmer, Levitt, come to our checkpoint and give them a slaughtered steer.
Stand by one. CP, Birdseye.
CP.
Four reports that one of the AIM leaders, Pedro Bisnet, has approached them and wants permission for another AIM leader by the name of Horse to meet a farmer named Bill Levitt and pick up a slaughtered cow to take back in. Apparently this would not involve either Horse or Bisnet leaving the area, but just want to make this transaction with the farmer.
Standby.
Also CP, little intelligence picked up by four or observed by four. These individuals have civilian walkie-talkie units on the dashboard of their cars, which means they've got apparently car-to-car communications. And further, this business told for that the group plans to stay and not give themselves up.
That's negative as far as that cattle, slaughter cattle is concerned.
Confirm they are not to allow the transaction?
That's correct.
10-4. Birdseye to 4?
4, go.
CP advises not to allow that transaction on the slaughtered cattle.
10-4, he's departed the area.
10-4. Birdseye to 1?
Go.
One, you've got another reporter without credentials heading down there who is to be allowed in the area. Name Regine, R. Robert E. G. E. N. E. Last name Radnicki, R. A. D. N. I. E. C. K. I. With the Minneapolis Tribune.
10-4, thank you.
say that this red and white pickup truck could be a rancher from the area?
That's 10-4. He went in there yesterday. We checked him out. He's got property bordering the perimeter. It's outside of the perimeter, and he goes in on that road to check.
10-4, do you copy that, CP? CP, Birdseye?
CP.
Did you copy one's transmission?
With regard to contacting the marshals, that's affirmative.
Well, did you copy the further information about the rancher?
10-4.
Good.
Would you like to ask the audience to see if we can locate the keys to MP24?
Ten-4, you have a description of that vehicle. Control.
RV1 to CP.
ahead, 1-0 relay.
10-4, stand by, Bert.
This is MI-1. Can you ask SAC if we would be authorized to check the trunks of the news media as they leave?
10-4, stand by 1. CP, Birdseye.
CP.
MI-1 requests you ask the SAC if we have the authority to check the trunks of the vehicles of news reporting personnel as they leave.
10-4, stand by.
Go ahead.
Audio works, they have to wait a few minutes. There's no one here I can ask right now.
What, regarding the trunks, you mean?
10-4.
10-4. MI-1, Birdseye.
Go.
CP advises there's nobody available there to ask that question to right now. You'll have to stand by a minute.
10-4.
Speak up and go ahead.
The U.S. attorney advises that you would ask the owner of the vehicle, so I'll give you the keys to open the trunk and it may be searched. If they do not give you the keys, advise CP.
10-4. MI-1, bird's eye.
Stand by, we'll get him. MI-1, Sierra Control.
MI-1, bird's eye, per the USA, you're going to need a consent situation. You're going to have to ask the individual for keys, and if they give you the keys and consent for you to go in, then you can go ahead and take a look in the trunk. If not, immediately advise the CP.
That's going to get cumbersome.
You bet.
All right, we'll play it that way.
Could be a good game.
RV1L.
RV4, first time. RV1 to bird's eye, stand by for MI1. Fourth.
Bird's eye, this is MI1.
Go ahead.
I'd like to put in a word that we not raise a problem if they do not cooperate, or we're going to defeat what we're trying to achieve by this whole thing.
In other words, just let it go if they don't want to consent.
Now that's my thinking on it.
10-4, stand by. CP, bird's eye.
CP.
MI-1 advises that his feeling on the thing is that we would further complicate matters if we got in a pushing contest if nobody wanted to render their keys and have the vehicle searched or the trunk searched. His feeling on it is just to let the party go if they don't want to let us look. You want to discuss that with your powers that be?
10-4.
Go ahead.
Do I understand by this that they are not even going to ask for the keys to search the trunk?
Hey, if they'll ask for them, and if the keys are rendered, they'll go ahead and search it and so forth. He's talking about the ones where the search, the consent is denied, that they don't want to render up the keys. MI-1 feels it's not worth pushing any further beyond that, but that's his feeling for you people to kick around.
10-4. CT to bird's eye.
Go ahead.
U.S. Attorney says, ask them for the keys and to search the trunk. If they will not give you the keys, immediately advise the CP. A further decision will be made at that time.
10-4, MI-1, bird's eye.
I heard that direct. I'd like to have that discussed with the SAC, too, but we'll go ahead and follow that. But if he could discuss it with him, too.
10-4, did you copy that, CP?
That's negative.
MI-1 states that he would like the SAC and the CP there to discuss this further with the U.S. Attorney. Right.
The SAC is not in the office. There is no other FBI agent in the office.
1-8-1. Go ahead, 1-8. We have that medical team coming through now.
10-4, send them on down here and we'll talk to them, okay? Bird's eye, we're standing by. MI-1 still has a message.
You say MI-1 did copy that message?
8 copied. We're through with our transmission now.
Danful. RRP 4, Versa.
Go ahead, 4.
With regard to say I haven't located a PC group by now, we're all set on that area. Over.
You're quite garbled, 4. Would you say it again a little louder, a little slower, please?
If CP hasn't been able to locate a PC crew by now, tell them to disregard. We're all set on that matter now. We got someone who can handle it.
What type of crew for?
APC.
10-4, CP Bird's Eye.
CP.
4 states that if you haven't found an APC crew by now, discontinue. They've worked the situation out there.
10-4. 1-8-1. We have an Indian male here by the name last name Butterfly, White Butterfly, who claims he was allowed access or exit from the area this morning and he wants to go back in. He has children there. Never heard of White Butterfly. Nick.
CG68218.
Go ahead.
We interviewed him. We checked him out this morning.
You want to allow him to go back in?
Well, that's up to you guys. We interviewed him. We know he came out. He's straight, so it's up to you.
You can't make that decision. 1A to CP.
Wait a minute. Just stand by, 1A, okay? Okay, 1A, you searched him, huh?
10-4.
My fault, let's let him in.
Sorry.
Okay.
Three, we've got one coming.
Matt.
We're coming in.
Oh, 10-4. They're okay.
not to the TV for the meeting.
RB1 bird then.
Go.
Have Clayton et al. Gone into the TP?
Yeah, good 20 to 30 minutes ago.
10-4 CP bird's eye, that's affirmative, about 20 to 30 ago.
Thank you.
RB3 to CBP.
CP, go ahead, RB3.
Any word on that wrecker for the BIE car that we've got over here in the ditch?
Our unit is supposedly on its way out there, yes.
Thank you.
RB3, bird time. RB3, bird time. Go ahead.
Is S.A. Willis out at Bertha?
S.A. who?
Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S.
That's negative.
Test 4.
33 to CP. MP33 to Bird's Eye.
Go ahead, 33.
This is signal 6206 Willis at RB.
CP.
To advise CP if they're looking for me, we're here.
10-9, CP covered you.
Signal 6206 is at RB1 in MP33. I believe CP was trying to reach me. Over.
10-4, CP Bird's Eye. You got that signal you were inquiring about is in MP33 at RB1 presently.
He is to return to CP immediately.
10-4, Bird's Eye to MP33. 6206 supposed to return to CP immediately.
10-4.
To Omaha RMT.
Patrick. Advises that you should get some agent up, not a team leader or a photographer, and have them help you up there. You're not to take a team leader or a photographer, any other agent that you can find. Wake one up and have him help you. Fitzgerald, just find someone that's up to help you.
MI-1 to command post.
CP, if you're calling one, you got a relay.
MI-1 to command post.
CP.
Go ahead, MI-1. CP copies you. Can you make sure someone follows with the SRA in Rapid City on those trailers?
car coming from the north, RB3.
I have quite a lengthy message for you to communicate to RB1. Can you copy?
Yeah, go ahead. Could you speak up a little bit, please?
There's a medical team leaving CP now on its way out to RB1. I have the name of 6 individuals who make up this team. First one is James Lone Elk, L-O-N-E, capital E-L-K. Second one is Dr. Noteboom, N-O-T-E-B-O-O-M. Third one, Mike Shallot, S-C-H-A-L-L-O-C-K. Fourth one, Ann Corral, C-O-R-R-A-L-L. Fourth one, this one, Madge Clifford, C-L-I-F-F-O-R-D. That first name's Madge, M-A-D-G-E. Sixth one, Vivian, V-I-V-I-A-N, Amiot, A-M-E-O-T.
10-4, number 5 was Nadge, N-Nancy, A-D-G-E.
Madge, M as in Mary, A-D-G-E.
And number three, first initial, and Nancy?
Number three was Mike, M-I-K-E.
Then number four, what's Corral's first name?
Ann, A-N-N.
10-4, is that it?
No. They are going to be bringing in some supplies. They will have medical supplies, food,
Roger, I'm copying all this just about.
Medical supplies, food, kerosene, heating oil, propane, and blankets.
Is that it, CP?
That's it. They are allowed free access in.
They can take all that trash in with them?
Yes, but just that stuff.
10-9?
Only those supplies, nothing else.
10-4, did you copy all that one, or do you want to repeat?
That's fine.
10-9?
Yeah, I copied it all. I guess from now we let people with food in, so we got it. We'll take care of it.
10-4.
1-1A.
1A, go.
You copy that about the medical team?
Negative, we're broken. Can you repeat, please?
I tell you, there's a medical team with six individuals coming in. Why don't you just call? Well, I tell you what, send them on down to our checkpoint when they get here. I got all this stuff. No point in tying up there, okay?
Copy?
10-4.
Okay, just I guess there'll be a couple of trucks or something. Just pass them on down here. Thank you. Sir.
Go ahead.
I have another message for RV1.
Go ahead.
We have another reporter who does not have their credentials and is to be allowed in. The name is Regine, R-E-G-E-N-E. Last name, Radnicki, R-A-D-N-I-C-K.